Hold on, say that again and back up from the microphone a little bit, because you're like...
Do I do with episode? My name's Paige.
Oh my god, I'm nervous. Oh my god.
Please, you're embarrassing me.
Mondays are for the seven, am I right?
I really want a jingle for our podcast. Something like... And here's why with Lauren and Paige.
Yes.
Welcome everybody to our newest episode of And Here's Why with myself, Paige.
And Lauren.
We're a podcast where thoughts and feelings can be poured out about books, movies, and TV shows that get you in the feels.
We'll be tackling one topic per episode and typically with, but not limited to, guests joining us as well.
This episode, we have a special guest joining us.
Today, we have our friendo and content creator, Joelle Melendez.
Welcome, Joelle, honey. Please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Thank you so much.
Oh my god, thank you guys so much for having me. It is an honor being here. Wow. My name is Joelle Melendez. I am, as stated before, a content creator focusing on fitness and gaming.
I think you meant fitness and gazing.
Okay, let's continue, please.
Joelle chose to dive into an Amazon Prime original TV show, The Boys.
Yes, The Boys.
The Boys.
All right, look. The first thing I want to say is what I really love about this show is that it is unrealistically realistic, if that makes sense. You know, when you have superhero movies, TV shows, whatever, the superheroes are like the ideal role model.
Right.
This is like the opposite. This is like what superheroes would actually be like if they had powers. You know, like you have the arrogant, like cocky, I'm above the law, I'm gonna do whatever I want kind of people. But then you also have like the down to earth people. That's what I really like about it. It just kind of puts a different twist into the whole superhero narrative, if you will.
It says superheroes are often as popular as celebrities, as influential as politicians, and sometimes even as... Wow, I'm so stupid.
Hey, no, you're not. Self-talk is important.
I was reading and I sounded so intelligent, and then I stumbled upon a word I didn't know how to say. I think it's revered. Is that a word?
Yes.
Okay. So to continue that thought, even as revered as gods, is that how one would use that? I thought of Paul Revere and I just thought of hats and stuff. So.
Oh my God.
So yeah, there's lots of corruption, sassiness, all kinds of fun things that go on in this show.
Sex and drugs.
I would also like to add that this is actually the highest rated Amazon TV series ever.
Even above the Mrs. Maisel or whatever.
How did you guys feel about the show? Did you actually really like it or was it eh?
No, I loved it, honestly.
I agree. Lauren told me that her and Ryan were watching this show and she started with, hey, Ryan and I are watching this really cool show. And at the beginning, a guy runs through a girl.
Not a metaphor.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean by that? Like, and then I watched the first episode. I was like, that's disgusting. But yeah, it's a really cool show.
The show is way more toned down in comparison to the comics. I downloaded some of the comics from Kindle and wow, they are very, very graphic, a lot more profanity, more blood, just the whole nine yards. Homelander actually is a cannibal in the comics. He eats babies specifically.
Ew.
Didn't really get through reading most of the comics myself because I was like, this is a lot.
I was going to ask that when you said that you had downloaded some of them. I was going to say, oh, wow. Well, how are they different from the show? But you answered my question, so.
One of the main differences, too, is in the comic, Starlight was the Seven's punching bag, essentially. Whereas on the show, you see her as this strong woman fighting injustices, and obviously the screen has gone a little bit more feminist empowerment type sitch. So
they did that with some of their roles too. I read that, what's her name, Grace Mallory, the CIA operative, and then Madeline Stilwell in the comics, they're actually, their characters are men. So they made them women for the purpose of the TV show. I guess they needed some more female leads.
See, I don't know if I agree with Starlight being like this strong woman.
She seems vulnerable though. Like, I get what she's trying to do, but she just seems so delicate and dainty.
I feel like she didn't stand up for herself until like the end, right from the beginning when she got into the Seven. The whole thing with the Deep, that was messed up. And then fast forwarding a little bit to where they change her costume so it's more appealing or whatever, and she kind of just like gives into that. But then, you know, she eventually like is like, no, I like my old one better, goes back to that, and then eventually stands up at the Christian festival thing. She did have a strong like voice towards the end, but it didn't start off that way.
Well, no, they had to give her a good character arc. They're not just going to start her off being the strong woman. Like, she's being thrown into a brand new environment. She thinks that the Seven are basically these like celebrity superheroes that all they want to do is do good. And then she's shown the reality that they're all kind of just crap people, and she's like, whoa, this is not what I was expecting. Like, I legitimately want to save people, and you guys are just in it for the fame and the glory. I mean, yeah, when you're put up against all those people that have all these crazy powers, you're not just going to be like, I am new, but I am going to try and change this in two nights. Like, no, of course she's going to be like, this is a lot to take in. This is not what I was expecting. And I don't know, I feel like she handled it pretty well, except for obviously the Deep situation.
She was like, the guy from Gossip Girl is gonna be in there. And I was like, Chase Crawford, say less, I'll watch.
He's just so good at playing a guy that's equal parts annoying and not the smartest and sort of pervy with a sex drive that just like does most of his thinking. But then like you root for him still a little bit because you see these small flashes of like possible humanity. And I'm like, yeah, literally Nate Archibald from Gossip Girl. Yep. Like, it's fine. He's very typecast.
What do you guys think is going to happen with his character? Because his character took kind of like an interesting turn or path. Like, he kind of got away from them. He was kind of kicked out a little bit.
He was shunned.
And that's what I mean by, you kind of, at least for me, I got these moments of like, oh my God, I hate you, you're pretty annoying. But then you see these moments of like, wow, he's kind of the punching bag of the group. Mm-hmm. No one really takes him seriously. His powers are kind of a joke to everybody. And I don't know, like, part of me really hopes that he gets a turn of like, his character becomes better. Like, he just becomes a better person, and that he becomes like powerful, I guess, maybe like more mighty against the others to show them like, hey, you guys have been kind of stepping all over me, but I'm back and I'm better than you. I feel like that's what I want to see from him.
That's definitely what I want to see too. I think it'd be too predictable to assume or to think that he's going to end up teaming up with like Huey and the boys, but I want to see him rise to power.
I love it.
I love that for him.
So who's our favorite characters?
Huey, Frenchie, and Starlight.
I can't have just one either for this show. Frenchie is definitely one of them. I like, what's the guy's name who's with them? Mama's Milk? Is that him?
Yes, I think so. I think that's his name.
Mother's Milk, yeah.
Yeah, I like him. I like Frenchie, and I also like Huey. Yeah, I feel like you can't not like Huey.
And do you know why we love Huey? Because it's Dennis Quaid's son.
Yes, because he's Jack Quaid. That's what I was going to say.
I remember watching the first episode with Nathan, and I'm like, this dude looks so familiar. And I saw the last name when I looked him up, and I was like, no way. Yes way.
For me, it was his smile. He smiled, yes. And I saw Dennis Quaid in him.
Agreed.
He was literally a thirst trap in Parent Trap. And I'm like, yep, I love that for you, Jack. Love that for you.
V is very, very extraordinary.
E is even more than anyone that you adore and love is all. Okay, I'm done.
That I can give to you.
Love is more than just a
game for two.
Ooh, two. Skirt. If love can make it, break my heart, but please don't break it. Love was made. Ew, stop! Why are you shooting me while I'm singing?
No, we're your backups.
Well, yeah.
It sounded like you guys were gratataing me, and I was scared.
Kind of, yeah. We're ad-libbing.
Yeah, it's more of a hype up. Like, instead of gratata shooting you, we're like shooting in the air behind you. Like, gratata.
Like, hyping you up, making you stand out more.
That is iconic. We're not shooting you, we're shooting in the air behind you.
Gratata.
Oh, skirt. Gosh. Okay. Well,
blah, blah, blah. We the best music.
Beluga Heights. Oh gosh. And actually, this is his first like main role, Jack Quaid. First saw his very first acting role was in Hunger Games. Yeah, so he was the one that was walking around with that team of like douchebags that were like, we're gonna kill everybody together. Bleh. And he's the one that threw the spear that killed Rue, RIP.
Whoa!
Oh my god.
That's crazy because he did such a great job, in my opinion, for that to be his first big role. Like,
just runs in the fam.
Yeah, he's overcome a lot. Rip Robin. That was awful wording.
Broke my heart right from the beginning.
That's why Huey and Butcher's relationship was so great, because their connection, just for revenge on the Supes due to their love and loss or whatever, it made their quick bond so believable for me, because I'm like, wow, Huey just kind of like jumped into this revenge world. The only reason why you believe it is because right from the get-go, Billy's like, yeah, I feel you. I hate Supes. Like, let's take them down. And I'm like, yes.
Butcher is crazy.
Like, yeah, he's a psychopath.
Dude is batshit crazy.
But I love it.
I love it. And oh my god. Whew, the finale, the very end, I was shooketh.
Okay, yeah.
For some reason, I didn't see it coming. It's kind of one of those things where after the fact, I'm like, why didn't I see that coming?
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt alone in that sense.
Do we think that Butcher's wife was actually raped by Homelander, or...
I don't think so.
Hence the little homie.
No, I feel like it was mutual.
Yeah, I think it was mutual as well.
I definitely think it was a consented affair, but I guess I was reading something and it was like, oh, Homelander and Billy find out together that she's alive and is like, you know, taking care of, I'll call him little homie because I don't know his name. So little Homelander, little homie. He doesn't have a name yet, so he's a little homie. But yeah, you just see her like taking care of him or whatever, and he like flashes his eyes and he's blonde, and I'm like, okay, Aryan for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I definitely think that she was drawn in by the power and was like, hell yeah, Homelander, get some. And then she's like, bye, Billy. Hope you find your dad.
You're saying pretty much that last scene, Homelander and Butcher like pretty much find out together that she's still alive and that's his kid?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, this whole time Butcher's been like so bitter and hard about the whole thing. And I feel like, why wouldn't she come back to him if it weren't a mutual thing? You know what I mean? Like, why would she just be hiding with the guy, the kid, little homie or whatever?
Little homie.
You know, so I don't know. I just feel like she knew what she was doing and that happened. And now she's like, well, can't go home to Butcher now. So, yeah.
Right at that end, too, when Homelander's like looking into Madeline's eyes and then just like melts her face. I'm like, what?
That was hard to watch.
I was not expecting that at all, just from seeing how their relationship was from episodes 1 to 7. And like, obviously, had some mommy issues because any of their sexual encounters, she would always be like, you're such a good boy. And I'm like, oh God, stop. Please stop right now. Like, her character as a whole just made me so uncomfortable.
Yeah. She thrived off of it.
Homelander kind of just like flipped a switch quick. All right, I have no problem killing you. When like you saw like the first 7 episodes.
Yeah.
He's like super lovey-dovey. And then he's like, you know what? You lied to me. We said no more secrets. And then kills her.
And I'm pretty sure her baby too, Teddy. Because didn't probably. He blow up the house, I'm pretty sure?
Butcher, he blew up the house. To be fair, he had like no choice.
I guess Homelander's speech in episode 4 is supposedly a direct reference to George W. Bush's post 9/11 speech.
I saw that. I was like, really? What?
History. And then Huey's girlfriend. This is more just like a nerdy fact, I guess. Obviously, the show is kind of like not a parody to real superheroes, but I mean, there are obvious similarities between these characters in Justice League. The Deep, obviously, Aquaman. Queen Maeve looks just like Wonder Woman. A-Train, The Flash. Come on. Homelander, Superman. Yeah. Clear.
Yeah.
Clear as day. But another kind of little nod to the superhero world is Huey's girlfriend is her name is was R.I.P. was Robin Ward, and Batman's sidekick is Robin, who was played in the early TV show by Burt Ward. So they named her that little hat.
Those
tip.
Weren't fun facts. Those were super facts.
Oh my God.
Do you guys think that any of these superheroes in the Seven would win against a fight versus their, like, counterpart in the Justice League?
Ooh, this is such a good question.
Thanks, honey.
Okay. This is so hard. I don't want to disrespect any supers.
Oh, I'm going to have to say no.
I feel like all of them would lose against their counterparts except for maybe
A-Train.
Maybe. I was going to say A-Train just because he's kind of diminishing with his powers because he's been taking so much of that chemical V.
Compound V.
Like, I think that he would just mess up his body so much that the Flash would just annihilate him. Or I feel like Homelander would only win against Superman if he pulled Superman's heartstrings enough. Like, if he killed Lois, like, right in front of Superman, or had a family member killed right in front, like, you know, something like that. I feel like Homelander would go that extra mile to, like, ruin Superman's life to where living wouldn't even be worth it.
See, and this is my thing, just a thought. When people are fighting, I feel like good doesn't necessarily win just because it's good. It's the cause that they're fighting for. Like, a lot of times, like, superheroes, they're like trying to protect people, or it comes from a good place, whereas the villain is literally fighting from, like, bitterness, or, you know, like, they're just mad and then they're just doing it to do it. So I feel like if you have a reason and something driving you, you're more apt to win because you have a reason for fighting. You're not just doing it to do it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And I think that ties in perfectly to what Lauren was saying about the about Homelander and Superman, where, like, Homelander would take away Superman's
drive.
Like, his drive. And yeah, I can see that. Everybody else would get rocked, though.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I would pay money to see Wonder Woman just kick the absolute life out of Queen Maeve. That'd be views right there.
Well,
that would be
really
views.
Not brave. Like, the whole thing where the plane goes down with her and Homelander and her just, like, totally taking a back seat to that. I'm like, absolutely not. Wonder Woman would have never let that happen.
Well, and in Homelander's fake childhood home, he had the plane, like, the mayor's plane going down, he had, like, a model of it as, like, decor.
Ew!
And it's, like, tilted downwards and everything. I'm like, that's okay, I guess. Okay.
Weird.
Ew.
What do you guys think is going to happen in season 2?
Well, I'm hoping that the whole child issue is addressed because I need to know all the details about that.
Little homie?
Little homie needs a name. We need his social. I need all the details.
Wait, actually, let's rewind a bit. Let's talk about Huey and Annie.
I love them. I love their relationship. I think it's so cute. I was rooting for them from the beginning.
Me too. I love that relationship. It's just hella complicated now. I can't remember. Does she know that he killed
Translucent?
Yes,
I think so.
That was that. Ooh, ooh.
Oh yeah, the B-hole bomb.
So we're gonna call Huey the B-hole bomber.
No, season 2 is gonna be so lit though, just because of the whole drug injecting the people, and oh my god, it's gonna be so good. Just that whole backstory too with Vought International being like a company where they literally inject babies with drugs to make them super. I'm like, and then you find out Starlight was like lied to her whole life. She thought she was just born special, but no, she was just a product of Vought, and she was pissed.
That was not okay. Like, I was not okay with that. I can't imagine how she felt.
And now we got, like, soup terrorists that they're going to have to deal with in the middle of all this.
I will say that was a really... That was a really cool sequence, though, when you just see Homelander go in and he, like, kills all those people, like, with his laser vision at that warehouse. That was dope. Very gory, but also crazy.
The whole concept of Vought itself... It's cool because that's exactly what happened if we had superheroes. Like,
I think so.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be like a talent agency, if you will, where they control their social medias and brand sponsorships and so on and so forth. Like, I feel like that's so realistic.
It would not be an Avengers situation. They would not all have like hearts of gold, like for the people. No, absolutely not.
It's such a good show. It's such a good show.
Okay, we already discussed favorite characters. Who's your least favorite character? Because if I could, I would throw A-Train into like a wood chipper as fast as I could blink. I hate him so much. It's like,
know what to tell the authorities.
Yeah. I hate him so much. Like, the writers for the show did so good at making such a hateable character that I can't be mad about that, but also I'm like, why do you make me feel these feelings? Because I want to physically hurt him.
No, I agree. Like, definitely just between him and Homelander, like, I don't feel sorry for him. I feel like they try and portray, you know, like, oh, he's so sad because all these different reasons. And I'm like, no, he's literally just tragic and I can't stand him. He's just awful, so fake. And just the way that he'll go out there to the people and stuff. He's like, yes, I am your hero. Worship me. And then like behind closed doors, he's literally one of the most awful people. Absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
He was awful. I would have to say A-Train as well, but also Madeline, just because great character. I just hated her. She's just every time she came on the screen, I just this
cringe.
this fury just like, she was, oh my god. All right, so here, let me just compose myself a little bit.
Please calm down.
She was just so like weird, cringy, the way she moved, like her weirdness to everything and her relationship with Homelander.
Uncomfy.
Hella creepy. Yeah. And yeah, it made me very uncomfortable. So when Homelander took her out, yeah, that was relieving.
You were like, happy. Wow, what a load off.
Wow, I feel so stress-free now.
Also, RIP Teddy, though, while we're at it.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, Teddy, the little baby.
Oh, yeah. Little baby munchkin.
Ew.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, who? Yeah, there's just so much going that needs to happen. Because, like, everybody's going to find out about Compound B. You still have soup terrorists to deal with. Everybody's after the boys. The boys hate the Seven. It's just, it is a shit show. I'm sorry, it's a poop fest.
To put it lightly.
Oh, fiddlesticks. What was it? Aha.
I can't.
Okay.
Hey, we should share that story. Can we please? I feel like the listeners need to hear it.
I was walking through Old Navy, and we are in Florida, so it is very southern. I heard a mother and a daughter conversing, and the mother hands her a shirt, and she's like, here, baby, try this on. And she was like, I can't, mama, it's a small. And I looked over, I looked over at her, and she was a large woman, large and in charge, both her mother and the daughter.
Oh my.
And she was like, the mom was like, honey, just try it on. She's like, no, mama, I can't. It's a small. And I'm like dying. So of course, the second it happens, I run, like sprint to Paige, and I'm just like crying, laughing. Her brother's
telling the story.
Yeah, her brother's there, so I tell her brother too, and just like the whole rest of the time, we just look at each other. We're all like, "I can't. I can't.
I can't.
Mama. I can't, Mama." Yeah,
you don't understand.
It's now just a running joke between all of us, and it's the world needed to hear it because it was great.
Well, that's going to be a thing with your listeners. That I came.
So I was thinking for our quote that we would do one of Madeline Stilwell's quotes. She says, "Why have average when you can have extraordinary?" That was kind of her whole views on Vought as a company, because she loved being in charge, I feel like, of just all those powerful people in a way.
Yeah, I hate that it came from her, but it's a good quote.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that that's like his least fave.
Yeah, my least fave. Can we say that little... What was the dude's name again? Timothy?
Who's Timothy?
Little
homie?
No, the baby.
Teddy.
Oh, Teddy, Timothy, same thing.
Tiny no Tim.
God bless us, everyone.
let's say Teddy. Teddy. That's Teddy's quote.
Well, Teddy is, I think, maybe 1 year old. So if he can say, "Why have average when you can have extraordinary?" I would be impressed.
Yeah, I would also consider me impressed.
Color me baffled, but...
Whoa, that was sassy.
Color me baffled. Color me baffled and consider me impressed.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
Hey, Bo.
What'd you say? Sometimes Southern people say, "Well, spank me twice and call me Sally."
"Well, spank me twice and call me Sally."
I think they do. I've heard someone say that, so I'm just gonna say that they say it.
She heard one person say it, and now she generalized the entire Southern population.
Wow. Yeah.
"Well, pick me like a strawberry and run me under the sink." Okay, so how should we say this quote?
"Why have average when you can have extraordinary?" Just super sassy female like exit scene. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, Joelle, can you call to your inner feminine side?
Please, just watch. Do you have your notepad with you and a pencil? Because you might want to take notes.
Okay, I'm ready, sir. I'm ready, Queen. Let me know. "Why
average when you can have extraordinary?"
Whoa. Did you do a hair flip at the end? Because I felt like you did.
Yeah, I did.
3, 2, 1, go.
"Why have average
when you can have extraordinary?" You can find me on Instagram at Lauren H. Writes. You can find our podcast also on Instagram at andhereswhy_pod. Pagey, little Pagey Poo.
Little Peachy. You can find me on Instagram at page.hollinsworth, or if you visit our podcast Instagram page, I am linked there in the bio.
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch, all under Joelle Flex, JoelleFlex.
Flex on them.
Yeah.
Flexes.
Slay, yes, queen, yeah. Did I get all the? Did I get it all?
Good.
Did I forget one?
That was great. Yeah. All right, what kind of content can they see if they follow you?
Fitness and gaming. You want to get in shape? I'm your man. You want to play some games? I am also your man. www.twitch.tv/JoelleFlex. JoelleFlex. I almost forgot how to spell. But if you're interested in dance, post-production, photography, videography, literally any of that, you can go follow Canvas on Instagram at KNVS House.
Love that.
Little Joelle of all trades. Little Joelle does everything.
Ah-ha.
Ah-ha-ha. Ah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.